Hello everyone. Very lovely to be with you. And very lovely to be. So if you can turn your attention inward and be comfortable and simply allow things to be as they are. You don't need to try to fix anything or achieve any state. No need to try to fix your experience. Simply be as presence, noticing how things are appearing to you. Whatever thoughts are appearing to you, just let them be. Whatever bodily sensations are appearing to you, let them be just as they are. There is no effort needed in order to be. There is a restfulness in presence, restfulness in being. And this restfulness is our true nature. It is not something that we do or something that we practice. This restfulness is revealed when you are not doing. We have a habit of doing. So we can give ourselves a break from this incessant tendency to do. This habitual tendency to become somebody or to maintain a certain position. To avoid certain experiences. To project a certain image. So for now, we can relax that. We don't need to engage in such habitual activities. Notice the gentle breath. S subtle inhalation, exhalation. Which we don't need to label as inhalation or exhalation. Simply gentle flow. Notice the stillness within. The sound of this voice appears to you within your stillness. Within awareness. There is nothing that you need to do in order to perceive. There is nothing you need to do to be aware. It's what you are. This effortless awareness. Which is not in time. Nothing is happening to awareness. Which is you. The only you there is, which is awareness itself. Yes, there is a body mind which appears to you. Memories, images. Bodily sensations. And yet you are this invisible, aware presence. This invisible awareness. Which somehow knows it is. You know you are. I know I am. And which knows it is aware. I know that I know. So allow yourself to be carried away by this nonverbal understanding. Allow yourself to be freed from the belief that you are somebody that you are the body, that you are a man, a woman. Invite yourself to be that which you are, the gateless gate. What appears to you does not define you. Memory, meaning thoughts, do not define you, they appear to you. The me story, the personal identity, appears to you as a narrative, a me narrative, a stream of thoughts, images, memories, and sensations. This me narrative is not what you truly are. The me images on the screen are not what you truly are. You are the reality which perceives images, thoughts, sensations, perceptions. Reality is your true identity. Formless, wordless, non-phenomenal, that which you know you are, and that which refers to itself as I. Your true identity is before conception, before perception. Recedes form. Concepts appear to reality, within reality, from reality. Perceptions appear and are perceived. By reality, by you, I, the true identity, which is this invisible, formless, aware presence. Before we add on any phenomenal qualities and qualifications to reality, before we download the material model, the objective realm reality is. You are that which precedes thoughts and perceptions. You are that to which thoughts and perceptions appear. They appear to you, from you, and to you. Like in your night dreams. In your night dreams, all appearances appear to you. You, the dreamer, they appear to you, and they appear from you and within you. You are the conceiver and the perceiver simultaneously. We imagine that there is an out there, some other reality outside of the reality of consciousness. We imagine a reality outside of I, outside of my reality. But experientially, nothing is apart from yourself, from your true self, not from what you imagine yourself to be, but from your true self, from awareness. Nothing is apart. That is why we say that there is no other, that the other is my very self. That there is no world out there, that the world out there is my body. So when we relax all our belief structure, when we press the pause button on the past and our mind's history, we are that presence. We don't cease to exist. We pause the story. We pause the history. The screen remains undivided. Unsegmented, undefined. It knows itself as itself, whatever that is, which we refer to as I am. We come to the mind of not knowing, being not knowing, There is a fullness to being, not knowing, a wholeness, a freedom. Freedom from the old patterns of maintaining, defending, confirming, adjusting, manipulating. Freedom from the sense of limitation. Freedom from mistaken identification. So allow yourself to sink into being without knowing. No worries, no concern, no direction. Nothing to attain and nothing to defend. Simply be.